Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rudy Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. We reported recently about the special Clovis City Commission meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow at the North Annex of the Clovis Carver Public Library. We received confirmation this afternoon the meeting has been canceled and will be rescheduled for a later date. The agenda item that commissioners were going to consider, the purchase of the wall property, water rights, those will be rescheduled, though the executive session as a portion of the special meeting will go forward tomorrow in the genealogy room at the library at 4:30 p.m. There's been a lot of media focus over the past 2 weeks in Portales on a hold placed on raises for some city employees for next year. City Manager Doug Redman said the budget process is still underway, but there is a cause for the hold on raises in the city, and it has everything to do with revenue.
You know, we're faced with a lot of things. We're seeing a deterioration in, of our gross receipts tax, and we also are being faced with something that the state legislature's passed a couple years ago called Hold Harmless, where they're going to be actually stripping out about 6% of our gross receipts tax from the food and medical sector this year. So that's one of the things that our council's had to look at, is realizing that our revenues have been stagnant, and starting in January, we'll start losing those funds.
The hold on raises only applies to salaried positions within the city, with hourly employees expecting to receive a 2% cost of living raise for next year. And there'll be one important change coming for the Clovis Municipal Schools this coming year. After careful consideration, the district will no longer hold early release days for Clovis Elementary Schools. The decision was made in 2005 to implement an early release on Wednesdays, as it gave teachers the ability to conduct professional development. But elementary schools will return to a full 5-day school week in Clovis for the 2014-2015 school year. In an announcement, Superintendent Jody Balch said that student achievement is paramount, and taking 10% of the instructional time away from students each week does not enhance their learning opportunities. The press release added, they understand this decision affects a lot of people and that they wanted to notify the community in a timely manner. That is your local news update. For more local news, visit us online at kclcountry.com. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rudy Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. The Roosevelt County Board of Commissioners will be meeting next Tuesday. Several items lined up on their agenda. First, a presentation from Natural Chem Group will be given on the construction of a biofuels complex in the Portales Industrial Park. There will also be the matter of filling an open position at the Sheriff's Office, as there is a moratorium in place on new hires currently. That means that filling three other positions, all at the detention center, will also be brought up in the meeting. Possible action may be taken on approving two subdivisions in addition to action on a budget adjustment resolution, also agreements on inmate confinement, agreements between Roosevelt County and Artesia, and another with Curry County. Commissioners will go into executive session following the regular meeting and will reconvene to address those items if it is necessary. The meeting will be held on Tuesday at 9 a.m. And in today's legislative update, Representative Dennis Rosch said the House has passed another measure that would reconsider granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. He discussed the action taken in the House.
Last night, I can report the House passed by a vote of 39-30 a bill to sort of address the driver's license issue. It's about the third time that the House has passed such a bill, and this would eliminate those who are unlawfully in the country their ability to get a driver's license. We really feel like we've got to have New Mexico compliant with federal law, and say that only those who are lawfully here, have permanent residency or are citizens, should be able to get a driver's license.
Representative Rosch added that the bill may have a difficult task ahead finding support in the Senate. The matter of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants has been a hot-button issue for Governor Susana Martinez ever since she took office. And gas prices around the state are up this week. According to AAA New Mexico's Weekend Gas Watch, drivers saw an increase of 11 cents per gallon at the pumps, giving the state an average of $2.09 per gallon, still 14 cents less than the national average. That is your local news update. For more local news, visit us online at kclcountry.com. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country.